Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi. You're holding in Shabbos Daf Zayin in the Uzvador edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in Davo Mund Bey, six lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rav Ze'iro b'shem Rav Yehudo, and Rav Ze'iro b'shem Rav Chinino, and all b'shem Rav Chinino. Some Gersoras take out the last three words b'shem Rav Chinino. So we spoke about Carmelis, we gave a list of locations. What is Carmelis? Carmelis is a domain which is between a public domain and a private domain. And now the Gemara is adding to it, even a place where the public is using. It's a place where it is a reshus for the rabbim. But there are pillars there, so it's not easy to walk through it. That will make it into Carmelis if it's not easy to use. Rav Shmuel bar Chiyo bar Yehudo, b'shem Rav Chanino, he said, Pirchei Amudim nidoinim kekarmelis. Pirchei Amudim is like flower designs that are sticking out of the pillars. That place, that prochim, that these flowers are have a din of a karmelis. Lachen tzricha, we're talking about begvoyim shloisha, the three tefachim above the ground. Meaning this shita holds that are in a place that belongs to the public. Even though there's many pillars over there, it's still considered to be Rishus HaRabim. But on the pillars themselves, when you have things sticking out from the pillars, some designs sticking out from the pillars, that is considered to be a karmelis, but not below. So therefore, if it's within three tefachim to the karka, it's part of the karka, part of the land, and it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. But if it's up there in the air, three tefachim and above, then it has a din of a karmelis. Chia Brei Rav, we're now in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on top. Kol HaMe'akev Drosom Rishus HaRabim Nidoinim Kekarmelis. The Gemara now brings another case of karmelis. If something is causing people not to walk there, it's not comfortable to walk, different maybe than the pillars, which is just standing over there, but it's really causing people to turn away, then it's going to be karmelis, that area. Even things that are usually, it is normal to have it in Rosh Hashanah, like thorns, like glass, people don't walk there, it makes it into karmelis. We're talking about b'shein u'gvoyim shloisha. When it's not high, three tefachim high, when it's on the ground and it causes people not to walk there, then there it makes that area an area of karmelis. For Homa of Yesoi Skupo Shomu, Skupo, we spoke about one of the places that we mentioned, which is a karmelis, which is a doorpost, is Rechavar Bo Ve'enu Gvoya Asor. It has to be that there is a width of four tefachim, but it's not, doesn't have the height of 10. Why? In Tamer Gvoya Asor Rechavar Bo, if it's 10 tefachim high, and 4 has the width of 4, Rishut Vivnei Atzmo, then it has a din of Rishut Sayachit. In Timur Gvoya Sorrow, the Einer Chavar Bo, even if it has the height of 10, but it doesn't have the width of 4, Hado Demar Rav Chizda, that's what Rav Chizda said, Peshem Asi, the name of Asi, Kane know it was Shusarabim, Gvoya Sor Tfochim, when you have a pole 10 Tfochim high, Shusarabim, Mutter Lekano, Lekano Vacho Yachlif. So then he's Mutter. For someone who's a yochi to put it on this pole, and someone who's a rabbi to put it on the pole, as long as it doesn't do a chlof, it doesn't go in exchange, doesn't take it from a yochi to put it there, and take it from there and put a rabbi, because people then will forget to put it there in the middle, and will come to take directly from a yochi to a rabbi. And this is what we called before, we mentioned it last half, mokum ptur. It's a makom, it doesn't have a chashivah, it doesn't have importance. So it's not a public domain, it's not a private domain, it's not even a karmelitz, it is a mokum ptur. It's not a makom choshuv bifnei atzmoi. So therefore, it can be that the skupa has a din of a karmelis if it has the width of 4. Ela kenan ekaimus. So what are we talking about? We're using here the gear of Reb Chaim. Berechavar bo, it does have the width of 4. Veloy gvoya soil, but doesn't have the height of 10. That's why it's not a shayochit, it's not a private domain, but it is a karmelis. Continues now the Gemara to speak about the doorpost. And as I go with the next few lines, we have to add. The doorpost, the skupo, the word in the stands, we're talking about a place that does have three mechitzas, does have three walls to it. It has the door, which is one wall, and then two walls on each side of the doorpost. It's open in the fourth wall. So midiraisa, this place is Rishus HaYochid, because in midiraisa, when you have three walls, it is Rishus HaYochid. Similar to a mother to a cul-de-sac that we mentioned in previous daf. Just Rabbanan said if it's completely open to Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYachid, and we give it the status of karmelis. So now the Gemara addresses the case of a skupo. Is skupo shlifnei HaPesach? You have here the doorpost in front of the door. Achei morimim kol zman shehapesach patuach kulo kelifnim. If the door is open, so then you do treat the skupo as Rishus HaYachid, as part of the inside, part of the private domain. No, meaning if the door is closed, Kula Kelechutz. So then we treat it as the outside, which means, we'll see in a moment, as Karmelis. So Man An Kaimin, what are we talking about? In Mekure, if we're talking about that there is a ceiling above the doorpost, I feel no Kula Kelechutz, even if it's closed, it should be considered Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because we say Pi Tikra Yor V'Soyse, which means the edge of the ceiling is considered to be as if it goes down and closes that fourth open mechitza, that fourth open wall. This area has three walls, two walls to each side and the door. The fourth side, even though it's open, does have the edge of the ceiling. So that should be considered to be a fourth wall. So afilu no kula kelefnim, so even if it's closed the door, it should be considered to be Rishus HaYachid, that has four walls. In b'shein imikuro, if it doesn't have a roof, afilu patuach kula kelechutz, even if the door is open, it should be considered to be not Rishus HaYachid. Because it has only three walls, I mean, there are abundant three walls, not enough to be considered Rishus HaYachid. So in other words, what's the difference if the door is open or closed? Says the Gemara, leken anakayim, we're talking about b'shechetz imikuro v'chetz ein imikuro. A half of the doorpost has a roof, and the half does not have a roof. It's half covered, half not covered. Now, because the Gemara now assumes that the skupo is dalit, the entire doorpost is dalit v'achim. So therefore, if the door is open, I look at the skupo, I look at this doorpost, and that has half a ceiling, as is part of a Rishus HaYachid, connects to a Rishus HaYachid, and you... Then you look at the ceiling as a pityuk or yoriv esoysim. You look at yava mechitza closing the door over there. And mimele, also the part which does not have a ceiling, is mitstarf. It joins the part that does have a ceiling. Why is that so? So as Reb Chaim explains, the idea is that why would do we say that these areas have a problem with Rishus HaRabim? Because it's very hard to differentiate them from Rishus HaRabim to them. They're not considered to be different than Rishus HaRabim. But if half of the area does have a din of Rishus HaYachid because it has a ceiling, so then the other half joins it because it's nikar, because you can recognize it and see that it's part of that same iskupa. But if the door is closed, so then the space that you have between the door and the end of the ceiling is less than four tefachim, because the whole iskupa is four. And the iskupa is not completely covered. So while the door is open, it joins Rishus HaYachid. If the door is closed, it stands on its own. It doesn't have a makam chashuv, an important place, a four tefachim. And if you don't say pitik or yoriv esoyis, if you don't say that the edge of the ceiling goes down, and therefore that whole area is also considered to be a karmelis. Says the Gemara still, mao, no kula kelechutz, mutal lishtoy mesh mitoycho lechutz, mechutz toycho. Says the Morgan, so you explained to me that we're talking about that half the area is covered, half the area is not covered. That's the reason why there's a difference if the door is open or closed. But says the Gemara, when we say that the door is closed, it's considered to be the outside. You want to tell me that area has a din of Rishus HaRabim, of the public domain? We know the Midera Raisa, so this is Rishus HaYachid because it does have three walls. So how can you consider it to be the public domain of Rishus HaRabim? Says the Gemara, no, the truth is, it's not Rishus HaRabim, and you cannot use it together with Rishus HaRabim. So for what purpose you consider it to be Bechutz? Says the Gemara, B'shayel HaPetach Chor. There is a hole in the door. Also, Lishtash V'toycha L'chor Min HaChor L'toycha. You can use from the doorpost to the through the hole to Rishus HaYachid. That's why it's called Bechutz. It's called Bechutz that it's not Rishus HaYachid. Not that it is Rishus HaRabim, but it's not Rishus HaRabim and not Rishus HaYachid. It is a Karmelis, as we mentioned before. So in the question, Gemara is bothered, if the door is closed, what does it mean it's kebechutz? It's anyway the door is closed. Answers the Gemara, there's a hole in the door, and therefore there is a way to use items from that doorpost to the inside of the house, but it's considered to be the outside, meaning it's a karmelis, you're not allowed to bring things from that place to Rishus HaYachid. Rabbi Nosa says, in that case, that I have half of the doorpost covered, half not covered, so then no, if the door is closed, kula kelechutz, it's all like the outside, as we mentioned before. But patuach, if it's open, don't say the whole thing becomes Rishus HaYachid. Chetze kelefnim, chetze kelechutz. The half that's covered is Rishus HaYachid. But the half that's not covered is now Rishus HaYachid. You don't say the svara that we said before, that it's nikar, and it joins together to be one eskupo, one doorpost. We look at each part on its own. The part that it's covered, that has a ceiling, that's considered to be Rishus HaYachid. The part which is open is not considered to be Rishus HaYachid. So now the Gemara asks, look in Savin Meimai Iskupa Arbo, didn't we say that the Iskupa is four tefachim? So if so, what? So Reb Chaim explains, the Gemara is bothered. That if so, why do you tell me that the half which doesn't have a ceiling is considered to be part of the outside? The whole of the half that doesn't have a ceiling is less than four tefachim. And if it's less than four tefachim, then it should be a mokam p'tur, a place which is now Rishus HaYachid, and now Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, if the doors open and I have half of this kupa covered, half not. The half which of this kupa that's covered is Rishus HaYochid. That's what Rav Nosson holds. The other half, you say it's outside. Why is it outside? It should be a mokum tor. It doesn't have a place of four, so it should be a mokum tor. Answers the Gemara according to the explanation of Rav Chaim, Me'achar she'ina la'pesach kula kelechutz. Once you close the door, everybody agrees, you understand, it's the outside. Once you close the door and you have a separation between the part which is covered and the part which is not covered, so the part which is not covered is going to be part of Rishus HaRabim. So if so, so even when the door is open, I don't say that the half which is covered is Rishus HaYochid, that the other half is Mokum Tor. Because once you close the door, that half, the outside half will be part of the outside. So therefore, even when the door is open, the outside half, the one which is not covered, is considered to be part of the outside. And as the Gemara mentioned before, not a public domain, not Rishus HaRabim, but as a din of a Karmelis. So the Gemara here just brought a machlekes. When you have a skupa, you have a doorpost, which is half covered, half not covered, and the door is open, do you consider the entire place as Rishus HaYochid, or you consider it to be only the covered area as Rishus HaYochid? Whatever is outside, it will be a karmelis always, even when the door is open. And with this, we end the sugya of Rishuyos. We're continuing now in Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Halacha Beis Zok de Mishnah. Lo yeshev adam lifnei hasapar samach lamincha ad sheyispal. A person should not sit in front of a barber before mincha, which means mincha ketana, the time where you're supposed to daven mincha, ideally in the end of the day. A person should not sit in front of a barber. Why? Because he sits in front of a barber, he may come to be nimshach. Sometimes the haircut takes a long time, and he will not daven mincha. So he should not start with these actions before the time of mincha. Maybe he will miss mincha. So continues the mission and says, Leikanes lo lamechatz v'lo labursaki lo loichel v'lo ladin. All the actions a person should not do before mincha, he should not go in the bathhouse, he should not go in the bursaki, which is where you deal with hides, and that takes a long time. And he should not start a big meal or start a din toiro. If you start, you don't stop. Meaning, and for Kriyishma, you do stop. You don't stop for tefillah, you do stop for Kriyishma. If there's a chashash, that zman Kriyishma will pass. Says the Gemara, Lo yeshev adam lifnei hasapar, ana taninat samuch lemincha. We said not to do it before the time of mincha, which is mincha ketano. Tanya b'chiyo samuch lechashecho. Don't do it before nighttime, which is the end of the time of mincha, before you get to night. Says the Gemara, Masnis in tzvichol na misniyoso de b'chiyo. Our mission needs the bright side of b'chiyo. And Masnis de b'chiyo, tzvichol masnisin. The bright side of b'chiyo needs the Mishnah. In other words, we need both to clarify what we're saying. If you would have only the Brayso of Chiyo, but not the Mishnah, we would say, only right before dark, you can't sit down. But if it's before time of Mincha, so you would be allowed to start these actions. That's why I need the Mishnah to tell you before Mincha. Ilu, and I'm using the Gears of Reb Chaim, or Ilu, Tanin and Ana, if you would have our Mishnah, for loy tanir abchiyah, you do not have the brayso abchiyah. So then, hava amin, we would say kula tanir mincha mincha, kula tanir chashecha chashecha. I would say mincha chashecha two different times. And whenever it says in the Mishnah mincha, it means the time of mincha. Whenever it says chashecha, it means chashecha. Because we'll see in the next Mishnah that someone should not go before dark. The chayat, the tailor should not go before dark with his needle. That means chashecha means right before dark, not the time of mincha. But minmad tanino mincha v'tanto rabchiya rubo chashecho. Because our Mishnah said mincha, rabchiya rubo said chashecho. Adam ro afil chashecho the tanino batro mincha. That tells you really it's the same. And when the Mishnah says not to do before dark, it means not to do before mincha. It's two different ways to express the same time. That's the first mahalach of the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes with another mahalach to say that really there's a difference between the Mishnah and the Braiso. Rav Chananyo ben Achoyd Yerushai Omar, he explained, Masniso be'amei ha'oretz. Matani Rav Chiyo be'chaverin. Our Mishnah is amei ha'oretz. Am ha'oretz had to be machmir more. And he started already before mincha not to start these long actions. But the Braisa Rav Chiyo is talking about a tamid chachem, a chaver, someone who's not, who's very careful with mitzvahs. So then you say, don't do it right before dark. But earlier, you could start these actions. One of the Kisunam, they said another explanation, Masniso ke'rav Yudo. Matani Rav Chiyo ke'rav Bodan. Meaning this answer says, really everybody says we go based on the end of the time of Mincha. But the question is, when is the end of the time of the Mincha? So we have a Machlekes, Rabbanan, Rabbi Yudah, and Maseches Brachos, when do you daven Mincha? Rabbi Yudah holds you daven Mincha at Plaga Mincha, that's the end of the Zman, from Plaga Mincha and on is the time of Ma'ariv. According to Rabbanan, the time of Mincha is until dark. This is the explanation. Our Mishnah goes like a Budos. He says you should not start in the time of Mincha, meaning the end of Mincha, which was referring to Plaga Mincha, the end of the time of Mincha according to Rabbi Yudo. It's not dark yet. The Braisa that says until dark is according to Rabbanan. The time of Mincha goes until dark. And both agree that you don't sit down in front of the barber or do any one of these actions, but close to the end of the time of Mincha, not the beginning of the time of the Mincha, as the Gemara understood before. And according to these two answers, when the Mishnah says Chasheicho in the next Mishnah, it means actual darkness. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Zayin.